This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in My Lowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Welcome to Mavs Party. It's the first time we've had one of these since the weird Pacers game. I am Kirk Henderson, editor-in-chief over at Mavs Moneyball. Mavericks are now 3-7 following that win over the Wizards. I got one gentleman already waiting to talk, my good friend Glenn. If you would like to talk, if you're in this live show, you click the StreamYard link, which I have pinned. We can chat for a little bit, talk a little bit, whatever you want. And then everybody go enjoy their evenings. It's 9 o'clock. Feels weird. Glenn, what's up, dude?
Hi, Kirk. How you doing tonight?
Okay, a little gassed. I did a hot dog 5K this morning.
Really?
Where you have to eat a hot dog every mile and then keep going. It was for charity. And I feel okay, but it's like, I usually run on a treadmill. So like running outdoors, it just took the life out of me. And then I had like a day of just day of chores. And I'll put it to you like this. I may go to bed by like 10 o'clock, which sounds
I'm
nice.
In bed by 10 p.m. most nights. I love being in bed by 10 p.m. So, but then
good
I also get
go.
Up at like 4:30 or so.
Well, did you watch either of these last two games?
Yeah, I did. I watched yesterday's game. It was incredibly dismaying. It just made me feel hopeless. Today's game we didn't lose. So I didn't pay attention that much. I mean, I'm always the optimist, so I guess I just wanted to come on and contribute a few things in the positive direction. We're sort of figuring it out. How you use our guards. Brandon Williams, I think, is becoming more valuable every game. He's starting to figure out how to play in the system. Cooper Flagg is starting to be in the right place at the right time a lot. I think it's odd watching him finish. Like, he just doesn't – I guess that'll come, right? He'll be able to finish better.
I think there's a little too much zest in a lot of his shots, for lack of a better term, because he seems to kind of – I was – in the first show, I was, like, really mad at Alex Saar, because Alex Saar had, just from a basketball point of view, he had all these chances near the basket, and he kept boofing. And I'm not watching Flag with that kind of eye yet, just because every now and again he does something like in the fourth quarter where he took a nice bump driving left and finishing near the rim where I'm like, oh, okay, there it is. So there's some, I will say that, like, I had a friend, really good friend who loves basketball, kind of like you. He goes to games. He'll go to live sports events as often as he can. He went and saw Flag in person early last year. Mm-hmm. And he came away from that game and he was just like, he's not it. He is not it. He was like, I have zero belief in this guy. He's like, the athleticism's not there. The finishing's not there. The kind of criticisms were alarmingly similar to what we are dishing out now, which I don't think are unfair because, like, we're watching the games. You know, sometimes he does some things. You're like, what's happening here? And the defense has been so butt awful from the team. It's kind of hard to be like, all right, he's playing a good defensive game because the Mavericks are giving up, you know, points left and right. So this is a long way to answer your question of he has a pretty healthy track record of figuring it out. And last night, Tyler of Mavs Moneyball came on the show and he described Flag as an elite problem solver and that he sort of naturally figures out how to make his impact. And so if we're looking at this and let's say it's January 1st and he's still having some of the same problems at that point, it's like, okay, maybe then we got to self-assess. But right now, I don't know. I'm there's things that I like just like so much, like the open court passing is delightful.
Yeah.
The willingness to move the ball is something that, like, you see this from a lot of younger players where the ball just sticks in their hands. They're used to having the ball all the time. And Flag's willingness to pass is probably the thing I like the most about him, but you don't draft a guy number one overall for willingness to pass. So I get you're kind of like on this, you know what I mean?
Court vision. Court vision is something that separates elite players from regular players. And the same thing goes for football, where, you know, you can have this amazing quarterback with all the skills in the world, but if he can't glance all around him in all the chaos, immediately know where the open receiver is, where the guy to go, it doesn't matter if he's got all that skills. Cooper Flag has this amazing court vision, and that's, you know, that's similar to Luka and whoever else. But you know, we got to give him time. He's 18 years old. His finishing looks awful at times.
I feel like he compensates too much.
Yeah,
I don't know how to describe that in the sense it's like sometimes he's missing and I'm like, this is not the guy I watched last year. And that's, you know, he's sick.
But so. I mean, look, again, 18 years old, we can't expect too much from this guy so soon. And also, he was supposed to be paired with AD and Lively, and both of those guys are just such incredible chump stains who just, I mean, you know,
I really thought AD was playing tonight. AD came in with the questionable tag. I was sure he was going to play tonight. And so, you know what I actually think happens now? I actually think he skips the Bucks game because I don't think he wants anything to do with Giannis.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn to earn, save, and spend wisely, and parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
In AD's case, I get a little bit more. In Lively's case, I don't understand. We never really saw an incident that caused this. It's now they're saying something completely different from when this started. I think initially it was a bruise, and now we're saying it's something else. Lively, to me, I'm a positive guy, but he makes me sick when I see him standing there. And I think, why do we even pay for him to travel with the team? What is it with this guy where he cannot play with the simplest of me? I mean, I don't know. Obviously, I'm very frustrated about it because I'm not a doctor and we don't know what he's going through.
Right, and the Mavs are just great at bullshit and they lie to us. So if the knee injury was worse and we would have known about it earlier, I think the grace would have been extended more. But it's like you hear bone bruise or you hear knee bruise and then he misses 9 games or 8 games or whatever. And you're like, what?
And then it just reminds me of Josh Hamilton, where my friends with the Rangers used to tell me that the reason Josh Hamilton doesn't play is because they have to make a pep talk every single damn day with this guy where they go, Josh, you're the bravest guy. Like, nobody else would be playing with that hangnail but you, sir. You're going to get out there and do it, and we just want to tell you how proud we are that you're doing it. And it's starting to feel like that, but let's be really fair. Funny. We don't know what he's going through. It's to me, he's the one that frustrates me most.
Yes.
So many different injuries and so little actual playing time for him.
Well, hopefully he's back against Giannis, because Giannis has been a point machine or a points in the paint machine this year. And the Mavericks have been a turnstile without a token taker. They just like keep this is the best points in the paint game they've had in a while. So we'll
get him a sports psychologist. That's what I would do if I was them. Get him a sports psychologist to just help him realize that it's all about coming up with excuses to play, not the other way around.
Well, I'm glad you joined, man. Hope you enjoy the rest of your night.
Thanks. I got nothing really useful to say tonight, but I watched the games somewhat, and go Mavs. Good. I hope we can turn this one into a momentum builder.
Yeah. We'll talk soon, okay?
Thanks, Kirk. Have a great night.
Yep. And Ricardo is next. What's up, dude? How are you?
Hi, Kirk.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Good, good, good. What's going on?
Well, I'd say that's probably one of the better played games we had this year, right?
I think that's fair. Sure.
Why okay. Not? Sure. But we're also in a dogfight with the Wiz. So what does that say?
So contextually, it's like, okay, good to get the win. Big picture, it's like, oh, fuck. Like it doesn't really assuage anything. Because if you're relying on Brandon Williams, and like he was a plus 24 tonight, which I think, he's 5 steals, he's a good game. If he's the solution to your problems, then your problems are pretty bad.
And sure, but I mean, I'm with Josh. I'm absolutely on team, or is it Josh? Somebody is absolutely on team Brandon Williams, where they're just like playing 30 minutes a night.
Yes, he was. Yeah, no, I think he is. I think that's where he's at right now, because he would rather see the guy that's very dynamic in a north-south way, where he's able to, he doesn't really waste a lot of movement. The man right. gets where he's going, and like that, the Mavericks need a player like that.
Limited, but can do something consistently, as opposed to a guy who has kind of just been like an all-around, like inefficient, not really winning player in D'Angelo Russell.
Yeah.
So
I have a hard time being too hard on Russell, because this is what I expected. I expect some games where he's going to be unbelievable, and then other games where we're going to be just really not liking him.
Right. I think there's going to be a lot more of the latter than the former generally. Let me ask you a stats question, Kirk. You're at least something of a stats guy, right?
I try, but I'm also like, I'm always really worried about miscontextualizing stats, because I hate when people I talk basketball with just use them to make a point, but then they, right. you know, I find out later that it's wrong. So it's like, I waffle back and forth.
Right. Well, that's exactly why I ask, because I assume you're pretty familiar with Basketball Reference, and like, are you a believer in win shares or win shares for 48?
I think over a career, sure.
Okay. Because
it's tough though. Why? What's the question?
It's Anthony Davis is, by their advanced metrics, our best player this year by a considerable amount. Whereas PJ, whom we all love, and is like, this guy had to go from being the fourth option on a championship caliber team to like the leader of this sorry band.
Keep going. Sorry. I'm excited by this question. It's a good one.
Right. He's like actually been quite an offensive anchor on the team, just because, I mean, you don't really think about it, but like, you know, he dribbles one off the side of his leg pretty much every quarter, and he's shot poorly, and
he rounded out okay. Like the Anthony Davis we got before he left with the calf injury, he was mildly disappointing for what I want from him, but he wasn't too bad, because we had several games where he was right near the paint, was literally playing the center position. So he's getting a lot more better looks than he likes to take. He's just like the role that he was being played.
Forced to play better.
So I sort of, that the context of that, that's, I'm going to have somebody on our site look into this. This is a good talk. I don't know if I can answer this one well, but I think it's a good question.
Right. Like, I have this picture. I mean, I just, like, I'm way too hard on AD, I guess. Like, I have this picture in my head of him as just sort of like this bootleg Antoine Walker. And like, yes. That's obviously not fair. Like, he's way, way, way more efficient than that. Like, a pretty good foul shooter for a big man. Gets a lot of O boards, actually cashes them, unlike the entire rest of the team.
Yes.
That's, I guess it really just comes down to the fact that we just can't shoot
right now. I certainly think that's the case.
I do like that they made, like, I don't know. It's like reality is, it feels like reality is settling in for everybody. It's like, oh no, we can't run our really weird, like, goofy ass team. We have to run a normal team with like the very limited backcourt players we have available, and just try to, you know, run a normal team for the best, as you know, to the best of our ability, which is not very well.
Yeah. Sorry. I'm listening to you and also hearing my wife chew out my 9-year-old. So it was like, I wasn't, which is very funny in the sense that it's like my 9-year-old just makes some mistakes the same way the Mavs have, where it's like, how did you ended up in this terrible position by your own choices? And it's like the reality sitting in, like, did you remember when PJ, or not PJ, it was Freak. Who is it? It was Najee Marshall. Like, he had the ball just like taken from him, and then he was just like laying on the ground face first. Do you remember that play?
Yes.
That's where I'm just like, I didn't realize Najee had as many points as he did at that point. But I was just sitting there thinking, man, this is the season we're having, huh? Where PJ, it's a rough deal. I don't know. This is, they won. Happy they won. I wonder if we're going to be happy in the next, in the coming days. Like, I, what surprises do they have? Because it's like Lively doesn't fix any of this stuff. AD, I think, helps some, but not as much as we need. And I just, I don't know what they do. I don't know what they do.
I bet we're probably moving into like, I think we're probably over the hump into the acceptance phase. Although, do you think Jason actually did some coaching? Like, we probably don't have time for like all of my mean-spirited esoterica, but just to drop a little sneak preview, like, I think Jason's deal is fairly easy to figure out. Like, he can't really coach a lick offensively because he can't, I just don't think he can imagine a basketball situation unlike one that like he would be in, where it's like, what are you talking about? You just drag Todd McCullough and Kerry Kittle to the finals. That's what you do. Like, it doesn't matter who you're, what the lineups are. It doesn't matter who you're playing with. You just happen to have like a transcendent all-time floor general, which is me. And that's going to be you, whoever you are, or something like that. I don't know. That's the best private theory I can work with anyway.
Oh, I mean, the regular season's so long. I think he, well, this is where Carlisle, I think, always was a bit of a challenge, because Carlisle is just such a dog for the games.
Right.
And I think Kidd knows he only has a certain number of buttons he can press. And, you know, it's like last night they sent out Cisse and Max Christie along with Kidd, where it's just at that point, after that loss, you have to think that the locker room is kind of on the brink.
Yeah.
And that's why this game, I feel like, was important for at least to sort of have a balm over what they're trying to do. And I, Kidd can only, like, I'm not sure what this is. I get a lot of messages from people who are very angry at Jason Kidd, which I just find in this circumstance a little odd, because Kidd tried to get out of his contract, tried to go to New York, and then ended up just getting paid more money by the Mavs, which is a pretty good back, you know, pretty good thing to fall back on if you are in an odd contract situation or in an odd like team situation.
Did you think you really wanted to go to New York, or was it one of those like college football, like squeeze some more money out of him?
I think he wanted to go to New York.
Okay.
I do. I because I think he saw this.
Right.
Like, they, you know, they at least have an inch, but at the same time, it's just, it's nine games in. What are they really going to, like, what is him getting super fired up going to do on the second night of a, or on the first night of a back-to-back? You just got to, at a certain point, these guys get paid to play basketball professionally, and some of them just need to play better. This is where, like, sure, the Musa Cisse of it all is really interesting, because it's, the man plays like a lunatic.
Yeah.
Him and Gafford has a different play style, but I'm loath to criticize Gafford's effort, because he's been playing on an ankle that doesn't feel very good. So it's just,
right.
It's like you, the entire process of this team assembly and the way you look at the roster, it just sort of makes you wonder what on earth they were thinking, because it doesn't, I've talked about this often. I probably will. I sort of, in order to not get screamed at by everyone that likes following this team, I sort of was like, you know what? I guess they could win 40 games. And I let myself be talked into it, when in my heart, I'm sitting here thinking, I don't see how they win more than 35.
Right. But that's the thing. We all, like, the better question, my friend, is what were we thinking?
I mean, you want it, like, if you're going to waste this much time, you have to have something for what you're wasting it for.
Right.
You know, it's a difficult deal. It is. But that's why we do these shows too. It's why I like talking with people about it, because it keeps me invested in coming back. I had a friend of mine reach out to me last night. I've not talked to in like 20 years, and he still follows the Mavs like a crazy person. And I was just like, yeah, you know, come hang out on the podcast. Like, it's nicer to talk about this stuff with people than, you know, I couldn't imagine like truly doing this alone, because otherwise I think I would have quit by now. Like, I just would have stopped watching, because it's not, and that's before the Luka thing of it all. It's just, it's more of a like this, you know, okay, this season's not going to be great. I'm going to go watch, you know, the new Apple Plus show that I, you know, all the TV and video games that I want to do, but never do, because I do Mav stuff instead.
Right. But Pod Maverick is a great institution and must and shall be preserved. And that's why we're here.
I will tell you, the fact that my silly clip made Reddit, has, like, my wife read 900 Reddit comments about me, and then read them to me. That apparently I am the best ones. Apparently I am Jim Gaffigan who swears, which is quite a, okay, sure, why not?
Okay.
Anyway, well, hey man, thank you for joining the show. Okay.
Oh, thanks for having me.
All right, talk soon.
Have a great night.
See you. too. Okay, I'm going to insert some ads here just because I have to. And then I'm going to bring up longtime friend, Mr. Dodang. And then Catchrim is going to close us out unless anybody else wants to join. So wait just a second. I'll insert these ads. That's the best way you can support the show other than quite literally giving us money through the PayPal that's attached to this. So we'll be right back.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Did you know that parents rank teaching financial literacy as the toughest life skill? That's where Greenlight comes in. The debit card and money app made for families. With Greenlight, you can send money to kids quickly, set up chores, automate allowance, and track spending with real-time notifications. Kids learn how to earn, save, and spend responsibly, while parents have peace of mind knowing smart money habits are being built with guardrails in place. Try Greenlight risk-free today at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Come on, come all. Join Mr. Dodang and me. I'm Kirk. We're still here from Pod Maverick. Doe's part of the extended family. What's going on, dude?
Not much, man. It's nice to get a win. I don't think we're going to get very many wins. I mean, if you said in the beginning of the year, if you gave me how many wins we'd get, I'd probably say about 20.
And for the year.
And the reason I say that is because the roster construction. You got injury-prone old players, number one. You got an imbalance of no ball handling hardly at all after Kyrie. You know, you're relying on Brandon Williams and D'Angelo Russell. And you got Nimhard, you know, and then you sign another guy that's injury prone to be your backup point guard too, the Exum that we haven't seen.
That's probably the low-key worst thing that happened in the offseason was that one, because they had other options. My friend Dwight on Twitter was basically like, I'd rather have Russell Westbrook at this point. You know, he's going to play hard.
Oh yeah. He's going to suit up all the time, you know, and he's going to play D. And he's fearless. I mean, for all the things I remember when Cuban said that Russell Westbrook was not a premium player. Do you remember that little fiasco that happened back about 10 years ago? It was hilarious.
To me, other than the kerfuffle with Kobe Bryant and the amnesty that his over, it was an 18-month fight. With Russell Westbrook, he picked at him repeatedly, and like I think that was incredibly detrimental to the Dallas Mavericks organization at that point in time. That was just really talent starved. It's like, well, who wants to come play for an owner that talks shit about the MVP? What are you doing?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, that was a horrible PR move. You know, I mean, it's just a colossal of crazy things that You know, I miss Cuban in some ways, but when you remind me of these little petty things, stupidity that he engaged in, of being the worst owner GM in NBA history, it makes me satisfied that we've moved on. But man, this management group, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I mean, I think 20 games is now the benchmark for any real changes. And we're just going to have to kind of slog through it. Maybe there'll be some surprises. Klay Thompson being out tonight, for example, with an illness sort of made me laugh. Mm-hmm. Like, was his illness hating the Mavericks? Like, is that the illness? Like, not wanting to play?
Well, not starting anymore. Not getting many minutes.
Who knows, man? Who knows?
But well, you can't blame him. He didn't sign up for this. You know, he signed up for Luka being here, you know. But at the same time, I'm really happy. I want them to just play. I want them to tank. This is a deep draft. You know, it's time to rebuild.
But they're not, you know, if they keep sort of playing like this, like this is just, it's going to happen organically. Like there's not going to be any big, you know, effort to shed. Like they'll shed salary at a certain point, because like one of the things I just can't get over, this team's like $1 million from being over the second apron. And that would limit, like, that's so hard to do.
Right.
I think Gafford gets moved in season if things continue this way. His current, him plus Klay Thompson equals about $30 million of salary. And right. I think, you know, if you're looking to make a swing and improvement, I think that's the main way how. But for me, and I think for a lot of us, is like that, like we want a recouping of assets to be able to try to build a team through the slower draft based way. And you know, the Mavericks do have draft picks. They have the 2026 draft pick. They have draft picks 27, 28, 29, 30. It's just they're gonna lose the 27 one probably to Charlotte, and the 28, 29, 30, they just don't have the, you know, they have control in one of those years, because, or no, they don't have control of any of them in any of those 3 years. Like they're it's a challenging deal.
I think we should go with the OKC plan, you know, and stack up talent as much as we can in the draft, and then build around Cooper, and then just start picking up pieces, you know, that are young. And the great thing about, you know, organically tanking with, we don't have to do much because we have Jason Kidd at the helm and Nico as the GM, but it's scary that Nico's at the GM, the helm, that's going to make these basketball decisions. You know, I mean, if we have lotto picks, he's not capable of making the right decisions, in my opinion.
Well, they have the right one. They have the right one made for them.
We got lucky. Yeah.
Well, you got anything else before we get out of Dodge?
No. I'm just settled on this being a lotto team. You know, I just want to see some good growth with young players. If we're going to tank, we might as well lose with players that are going to play hard, you know?
Yep. All right. Well, we'll talk soon then. Okay, dude.
All right. Thanks a lot, Kurt. Appreciate you and Josh.
Of course. Give a quick shout out to Ash Boing. He says my son got promoted to Lance Corporal today. Congratulations. That's pretty cool. And also thank you for the super chat. Very much appreciate that. Karam, what's happening?
All right, sorry, I'm driving. So if I don't look at you,
No. Turn the camera off and talk to me. It's fine. You don't gotta look. Have the camera open. Be safe.
All right. So, I'm mad. Like, I think I told like 2 days, like on our second game, I said I don't think the Mavs will even make the play-in, and like I don't see it. Nico fucked us. Like, he fucked us so much. He basically bent us over, fucked us, then fucked us twice and fucked us three times and told us to shut up and say thank you. I'm just so mad. Like, I look at Luka and they're doing so well in fucking L.A. I mean, like, we couldn't even get Austin Reeves, and he's bawling the fuck out. I'm just so mad. I mean, I'm just so mad. Like, what is this? I'm frustrated because, like, we were promised that this team would be competitive. Media outlets said, oh, we're contenders. AD's not playing. Lively's not playing. We have no point guard. We don't even have, what, the next 4 years of our draft picks?
Like, I just kind of ranted about that. They got this year's. 2027 is basically gone. 28 is a swap. 29 we traded away, but now we have the Lakers ones. That one's interesting. And then 30 is a swap. So we will have picks, but they're not picks where we have much say in what happens to them.
Yeah. And that still sucks. It sucks. Yeah. You know what? I don't care. I mean, I'm at the point where, like, trade Gafford and Clay, put in a pick or two, and get a disgruntled John Morant. Just fucking do it.
I don't know what they would do there. That's an interesting one, because Morant's contract's actually quite big. He makes a lot of money.
I mean, we need something. We need a point guard. We need something. I mean, we're basically pigeonholed. Like, what can we even get? Who, like, what? I mean, Nico fucked us. He literally fucked us.
Well, I mean, they have some incentive this year to move off contracts if this year, like, so,
who?
The Mavericks, because the owner is not going to be thrilled with paying, because they have a luxury tax payment due because they're over the salary cap for the second year in a row. And what'll happen is the next year, so it's like there's this year, they owe that salary cap, the luxury tax payment. It's about $30 million. So he's paying out these salaries, but then he also has to send $30 million to the NBA. Next year, if nothing changes, like if the roster stays exactly the same, which keep in mind won't happen, but if it were to stay exactly the same, the luxury tax payment next year is like $95 million. So it's like he's not the owner, even though I think they're a little bit disinterested, they're not going to continuously pay for something that doesn't that is not paying dividends. I think things sort of get blown up to a degree if they continue this at this pace, and then they'll recoup some of the assets.
Yeah, possibly. I have one last question for you. Sure. Hypothetical question. How many losses or at what record does the Mavs have to be at before Dumont fires Nico?
Ooh, okay. I sort of briefly touched on this earlier, but I don't care. We'll do it again. I think the answer is that they play the Lakers for their 20th game of the season the day after American Thanksgiving. It's like Friday, November 28th. If the Mavericks get their asses kicked in that game in LA, and at that point, if they're, let's just say they're 500, I think at that point they have to make a change. Like, I don't see them continuously going down this path, because the heat in American Airlines Center has been turned up. These home games are not like the Mavs quietly buried, and they released that, like, the ridiculous 25 year, like, home sellout streak was over. The Mavericks actually admitted that. It wasn't much news because the local news around here doesn't published stuff like that. I don't know why. Hell, we didn't even publish it in Mavs Moneyball, but that was like a thing Cuban touted, and he would always get people to come games, et cetera, et cetera. Like, they would sell tickets at a loss because they wanted people to come in. The upper deck in Mavs games now is not filled that much. Like, they don't show it on camera, but it's like I've been sent pictures. It's kind of wild. So I think at a certain point this starts to affect the checkbook, and you want to find a way to get people to come back. And I think, all right, you fire Nico in season, and then you apologize to the fans and say, you know, come on back, and here's discount. You know, they'll find a way to turn things around, at least business wise.
I hope so. I honestly think this team would be a lot better if we had a point guard. I really do.
Yes. I mean, another point guard would be helpful. I don't think that's a hot take.
I mean, they could have kept Dennis Smith. He is a point guard to an extent.
Yeah, but he's, if you would have seen him, he does not the Dennis Smith we remember. He was a little hefty. He hasn't been able to, he hasn't played in the NBA since 2023.
I thought he was in the G League.
No, it's, yes, but it's like, even there, I think a guy with his NBA experience, like, he's put himself in a difficult position to where I think he's out of the league for good.
Oh, that sucks. Yep. All right,
man.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Take care. Bye.
Bye. Okay. I saw Face All in the chat popping in and out. Hope he comes back. I'll bring him up. Brian Roby just finished his recap and wants to talk to us now. What's going on, dude? Thank you so much for doing that, by the way.
Oh, wait a minute. What happened?
You not hear me? Yeah, you can't hear me. That's the best. Do you want me to kick you out?
Can you hear me? I can't hear you.
I can hear you. You sound good. I'm just going to talk until you can hear me. That's the best. All right, I'll punch you, and then you rejoin. All right, we'll give we'll see if Faisal will rejoin, and Brian will rejoin, and then we'll close this out, and I will go do something. I'm not eating dinner yet. I ate a bowl of cereal like 7:30. Just a stupid day. A very stupid day. But the Mavs won, so that's fun. I know. Krish in the chat says, anyone salute to anyone willing to write the recaps. Okay, guys. I think we'll just close up shop here. It's been an hour. That's all we need to do. I'm going to go help make sure my kid goes to bed. And we'll be back on Monday night. Everybody be good. Talk soon. Go Mavs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.